Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist, joins us now. And Kim, give us a quick update on prices, and then we'll talk about really what's on the minds of Oklahoma producers.
I think the good news is that prices didn't go down this week. You know, wheat prices were up about 6 cents, corn prices were up about 9. They held the spread. If you look at, say, the March to D spread for wheat, it's plus about 40, 45 cents. On corn, it's got a negative spread from March to December of about $1.50. So the market's telling us that wheat prices are expected to go up as we go into the next crop year, and corn prices are expected to go down.
Now, most of the news this week was in terms of the foreign markets. What's going on there?
Well, that's what the market's focusing on. They're watching India. They may be harvesting their seventh record crop in a row. Of course, their harvest will start about the 1st of March, sometime in that time period. They're watching Russia and the Ukraine. They've had very cold weather there, some potential freeze damage on the wheat. Remember, we talked about a couple months ago that their planted acres were less than last year, so we're looking at reduced production there. Australia, we talked the last couple of weeks about they were competitive in the export market. Their prices have increased, and they're at the upper range now, may have priced themselves out of the market for a little while. A lot going in the foreign areas, but really, the market is just waiting for late February, early March, and most areas, then we'll know what's going on after the wheat gets planted down in Argentina, and our wheat comes out of dormancy.
Okay, and obviously back here at home, Oklahoma producers also in that wait and see mode.
Yes, they're waiting to see what happens when it comes out of dormancy. And right now, they don't know whether to forward contract any wheat because they just don't know how much they're going to produce.
Okay. What would you say, given these conditions, their biggest fear is?
I think the biggest fear for most producers is that they're going to produce just enough wheat so that they can't pay the bills. They either need enough rain so that they produce, yields are high enough, production's high enough that they can sell it and pay the bills, or not get any wheat. The weather's bad enough so that they can collect on their crop insurance. They really want a corner solution, one side or the other. Their fear is they're going to be right in the middle and lose on both sides.
Okay. Kim Anderson, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week. And speaking of crop insurance, here's our ag policy specialist, Jody Campici, with a word now on deadlines.